COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
So, welcome to episode 9 of season 3, everyone. If you've just joined us, this is Maria, and I'm at Maria the Arcane on Instagram, and I'm joined by the lovely Robin of A Tired Witch on Instagram.
Hello! Hello, everyone!
Hello!
If this is your first week listening to us, every single week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how we can use them in our personal practice. As a reminder, this is not in reflection to your own personal sun sign and how this could like work for your chart. This is simply how we can use it magically. So that being said, on May 30th, we have the new moon in Gemini. And this particular new moon is going to take kind of that intention setting that we often see with new moons. And we're going to put it into a perspective of not just writing out intentions and then never doing them.
You mean we have to follow through?
I mean, well, it's not that we have to, but the new moon in Gemini specifically does less talking, more actually doing, which I think is kind of nice. It is bringing us this like active energy in the mental realm of things. And so when we're looking at spell work that deals with the new moon's intention setting, we're going to be looking at kind of tackling energies of restlessness, impatience, and really just kind of kicking ourselves in the ass to actually follow through with whatever it is that we, you know, have perhaps been manifesting. I really wanted to put that word in there because I felt like it was very appropriate for this new moon. It feels very new agey, the new moon in Gemini. If that makes sense. And I think that is the kind of energy that we're going to be bringing into this, I don't know, this lunar phase. Yes. Greetings, hello, fellow light worker.
I also like, I really, for like new moons in Gemini, like setting intentions for like communication and, you know, totally, for good communication, especially now with Mercury retrograde. Like, I feel like you could kind of fight it a little bit with the Gemini sign.
Yeah. That being said, the Mercury retrograde does not end until the 3rd. Maria and I had to look it up because we weren't sure. Well, when I say we weren't sure, she was right. I was wrong. I thought it ended the 2nd.
So what Robin is saying is I am now the supreme. So it's everyone true. Bow down to me.
I actually will die now because that's how this works. It's very sad. If we could all just rest in peace, me, that would be great.
You will be missed. I'm just kidding. Please stay.
And the other thing with the new moon in Gemini, before I forget, because I did forget and I moved past it and we're circling back, is that when we are looking at the new moons in Gemini, this is also a really good time to focus on grounding yourself. If you aren't somebody who practices grounding techniques after every single spell or ritual that you do, and you're somebody who maybe follows lunar cycles for grounding or similar, this is a really good time to do that. We've talked about it before, the several different types of grounding. It could be as simple as getting some apple cider vinegar and pouring it over your body in the shower, or it could be a far more complex grounded meditation. That is, of course, up to you. But yeah, recenter yourself and whatever intentions you set, follow through. I really do feel like the Gemini new moon brings a real new age spiritualism energy. I don't know how else to describe that.
Well, I'm here for it. Sounds very 90s. We love the
90s. It feels 90s, but not just that. It feels like really, really rich lady Like, specifically white women, rich white women in the 90s. That's the energy that this new moon is bringing. And I just feel like I have no other way of describing that. So hopefully you know what I'm talking about.
So, if you just started listening to us, every podcast we talk about a tarot card. We go over the universal meaning and then our own interpretations of the cards. This is so hearing other people's opinions helps beginners form their own opinions, or even those who are practicing for a while expand their views on other meanings. And I promise I can talk today. But anyways.
She's lying, guys. That's true. Do not believe her.
Look, as I was telling Robin earlier, I'm going on day 3 without coffee. Bear with me. Anyways. So this week, we're going to talk about the Nine of Swords. On the Rider-Waite-Smith version of this card, you'll see a figure lying in a bed crying. Well, not lying in a bed, but like sitting up crying. And there are 9 swords above them, and the room they are in is dark. And if you look closely at the quilt they are covered in, you'll see zodiac symbols as well as roses. And if you look closely at the bed frame, you will see an engraving. Some people say it looks like figures are fighting, but to me, the scene looks oddly familiar. It kind of looks like the 4 of cups, but someone is coming and stealing the cup away. But that's just a personal take and a personal opinion. Like,
I can see
maybe
that.
Tell us what you think. But the universal keywords of this card are anxiety, distress, and hopelessness. And so when this card pops up for readings for myself and clients, it definitely lives up to its name, the nightmare card. We are usually suffering from sleepless nights, from anxiety and stress. We are envisioning like worst case scenarios. We are absolute wrecks. You know, our thoughts are weighing heavily on us, and it just is impacting our lives at night, but also it's impacting it during daylight hours as well. While we are up and moving, we are still that figure in the bed dealing with all those tough emotions. The thing about this card is that it is a minor arcana, and nighttime is depicted on the card. The minor arcana are footnotes in our lives. They are part of our normal everyday ebbs and flows. And the night can't last forever. The day will eventually creep in. And when this card pops up for you, you may be like in the thick of it. Like, you feel like it isn't going to end, but it will. This is, you know, this doesn't mean that we need to pretend that it isn't happening. We have to go through it to get through it, basically. And shoving down cards like this one and the 5 of cups is just not helpful. It will just prolong the period. And putting on a brave face, while admirable, you've still got to allow yourself to have some time so you can feel to heal. Now, if you have anxiety like I do, or have anything that gives you super low lows that feel never ending, you may need to get help in order to get out of this Nine of Swords theme. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, seeking help from doctors, therapists, or trusted confidants, doing anything in order to heal and to take care of yourself, to, you know, find that light at the end of the tunnel is important. So don't feel like you have to soldier through it alone. So how do you view this card, Robin, dear?
This card to me, I know that we kind of put it in the nightmare category, and I think that there's a lot of like obvious reasons why that would be. But I actually view this card one step further sometimes. It depends, of course, on the context, but I see this as a PTSD card. This is a card that, in my experience, suggests that the anxiety, the fears, the nightmare, trauma, whatever you want to call it, stems from real life scenarios. Those scenarios, however, just might not be putting you in danger at this time. It's very similar to the moon card, but unlike the moon where we are seeing shadows in the night, these shadows stem from real life past events. If you look at the card itself, the swords are there. They're on the wall. Like, the danger is actually real and present, right? It's just not maybe something that we are physically, like, in the way of, in terms of, like, actually being in harm's way. And so I see it as kind of a PTSD or trauma card where, you know, your feelings on this are valid and they stem from real life scenarios or instances that you have lived through. But just because that has happened doesn't mean that those feelings are, I want to say relevant, but that's the wrong word, aren't transpiring at that mm-hmm. exact moment as well. Mm-hmm. That's how I see it. So, for example, let's say you're in a relationship and you get triggered by something your new partner is doing because of something that your old partner had done to you. Mm-hmm. And the new trigger might not be actually like necessarily a bad thing, something that is toxic or ill-intended, but it has triggered a response based off of real life experiences that you have had in your past. And so mm-hmm. to me, it is that kind of self-reflective moment of, hey, our feelings here are super valid, but is it necessarily rooted in present reality mm-hmm. for the situation that we're living in?
Yeah, I like your thoughts.
Thank you.
It's come up really for me brain. A couple of times like that too, so I can yeah. I can see that.
Of course, it often depends on the context and like mm-hmm. you know, I do definitely agree with everything that you've said. Mm-hmm. I just typically see it taking it that one step further yeah. and it oh you know sometimes it worries me.
Yeah. I did forget to mention, like, you on the blanket you see the roses and the zodiac signs. Like, if you look at anywhere else on the card, it's like this card is pretty like doom and gloom, but the like the, mm-hmm. I don't know, the quilt looks comforting, and especially, you know, like I think with the zodiac symbols and mm-hmm. The roses, it's kind of letting you know that even though you might not feel safe, you are safe. Does that mm-hmm. make sense?
And that no, it totally does. Yeah.
And that the universe, or, you know, whoever's watching over you is on your side. And, you know, roses grow from dirt, and we, you know, and through our experiences, even bad experiences, we learn to protect ourselves and to grow into like the beautiful creatures that we are. And we thrive in our own way from our experiences, both good and bad.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Thanks.
Look at us, just two big brain gals.
Oh, so big brain. So this week we thought we'd do something different. We you know, talk about a main topic and we discuss it, but we figured this week we'll just go talk about like what we've been doing and what we've been yeah. up to within our practices, and maybe even not on our practices. But so what have you been up to?
I've been doing a lot of things, actually. I know that if you anyone listening who has been in the who is in the Patreon Discord, we have been talking a lot about death work lately, and we just finished up the death work series, and actually Sunday mm-hmm. so 2 days after this episode comes out, we're going to be doing a Discord hangout where we're going to talk about the series and people are going to ask questions, and I think that's going to be really fun. But I have been kind of exploring a little bit more that, I don't know, that self aspect within myself. I think mm-hmm. that it's been good for me, because even though I do work with death as an energy and spirits magically, et cetera, like kind of getting down to how to put these things into words for other people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Has been a really good self exploration for me on my own relationship when it comes to my own practice. Mm-hmm. And it's been having me go, well, why do I do that thing? You know what I mean? And oh, having yeah, definitely. To like take it a step further and kind of explore that a little bit more, because I don't know, at least maybe I'm the only one who does this. Maybe you'll agree with me. But when you kind of get into a practice that you've been doing concretely for a really long time, sometimes we forget the reasons that we started doing things that work for us, whether it's because we were trying something or someone told us or we read it somewhere or freaking whatever, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of been forcing me to reevaluate like why I do these things and where did I learn that from, etc. And it's actually had me reconsider a few things, which has been very interesting for me.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah. What about you?
So, like, I don't know. To be perfectly honest, I've been, like, going through that Nine of Swords energy myself. Like, I've been going through it to get through it lately, you know, with the state of the world, like, on top of my health and other personal struggles. I've been like a poster child of shadow work lately. It just all feels so heavy right now. And I think, you know, many people are feeling it too, due to so much going on. So I know I am far from alone and want others to, you know, to know it's okay to feel that way too. And I think it's important to talk about, especially since, you know, so many of us were raised being taught showing and sharing our emotions as a selfish act, which it's not. It's hard, but, you know, it's been hard, but I've been doing things to take care of myself, and using my practice has definitely been a big part of that. I've been doing like small things that have, that make me happy. And like this year, my wife and I have made it a point to brave the heat and the bugs and the pollen and go to like different spots every weekend to get into nature, which has been so amazing. And honestly, I look forward to it every week. I realize that when I'm really in my feelings during the week, I want to run back to those spots, or, you know, for it to be the weekend, which honestly makes it feel so much worse. Like, if I'm really upset, I'm like, I just want to get out of here. But, you know, because it's during the week, 99% of the time, that's impossible because of our schedules and those spots being so far away. But so with some problem solving, I finally used some of my spoons to clear off like my small porch, and it's honestly became like my weekday safe haven. And we've even put like a small outdoor fan out there to combat the heat and the bugs. And honestly, it's just been the best use of the spoons that I have given in like a long time, even though it laid me up the next day.
Do you have a screened in porch? Do you have a screened in porch?
No.
Or did I imagine that?
I wish.
Now I imagined it.
No, just a porch. But like getting out there has like really put me in a better headspace. And I've been journaling again, prioritizing reading during the week, and spending that quality time in nature. And my body and spirit were, you know, my body and spirit were telling me I needed to do this. And I'm really glad that I listened.
That's good. Yeah. I know that for us, like in our house, I've been trying to unplug a lot more as well, and like reading more and just doing things. And I think it's been really good, like for my mental health, even like practice totally aside.
Yeah, I've been doing that too, like turning off my phone, or having my wife take my phone, run off with it and put it somewhere.
I put on Focus.
See, have you seen I just turn that shit off.
Well, yeah, I put on Focus because like my husband cycles. He's a cyclist. And he is a man. What is that called? A mammal? A middle-aged man in Lycra?
What?
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah, he's like fully like the Lycra cyclist. He shaves his legs. Like, it's a whole thing. Anyway, where was I? Oh, so he'll go out on these really, really long rides, like for like 4 or 5 hours at a time. And we live in an area where people like think it's funny to like scare cyclists and like ride. Yeah, there's been multiple occasions where he'll be riding and he can like reach out and touch the car next to him because they're that close to him.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, so it makes me really anxious, so I will not turn my phone off.
No.
Because like we have like an agreement with each other that if he like I need to know where he's gonna be. Like he'll leave his little bike path on the computer. And if he's not back by a certain time or has updated me by a certain time, then I am legally entitled to worry and go look for him. And there have been a few instances where I've like had to do that, and he's been fine. It was just like something else had happened that, you know, kept him.
Yeah.
You know, from. Yeah. But yeah, I won't turn on my phone for that reason because it makes me too anxious. So I've had to put like the Focus settings on. And when I tell you guys, if you don't already use Focus and you think that you might have an addiction to your phone, you should do it, because it like cut my hours on my phone in half.
See, I'm like so bad, but like having my wife take my phone or just like setting it somewhere and be like, you are not touching it. That's what's worked for me.
That's awesome though.
Yeah. Especially, it's been very like on my mind, this month. And I think that's part of the reason why, like, I'm having such a rough time. I just think social media has gone to absolute crap and, and it just does not help anymore whatsoever, if that makes sense. So taking that much needed time to go journal and do something for myself has, anything else. Because, you know, like we talk all the time about how social media has changed, especially like Instagram and stuff like that. And I feel like as a photographer and as an artist who my main medium is sharing photography, you know, that's not really being prioritized anymore for social media. So it just, I don't know. It's been really hard to come to terms with.
Yeah. It's been rough.
Yeah.
I think that's really, I think a lot of people can relate to that though.
So journaling, still creating, trying to do it for me.
I hate making videos. I know that I like, no, let me rephrase. I like making YouTube videos, the longer format ones where I'm like talking or giving an instructional and like I can take as long as I want. It can be 5 minutes. It can be 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's entirely up to me and how long I want to make it. Right. That's all good. I cannot stand short. I hate making short format. I hate it. It's not fun. Like, I hate feeling like I'm on this like time crunch. Do you know what I mean? To like get everything out. And I quite frankly do not think that there is anything that I have to say that is more valuable in like a video. Do you know what I mean?
Oh no, I cannot get in front of a video. So, or like, I don't know. I'd rather just type it out. Like, that's why I usually put words and stuff on my videos.
Which is crazy because you're literally so pretty. I don't even know why.
I just don't speak well. And
it's just literally a podcast co-host, you lunatic.
It's just not my cup of tea. Like, I'd rather be behind the camera than in front of the camera.
Well, and like, I think that's my biggest stress has been that informational videos that I make, the little short ones, like here's how to do this spell, try these things with tarot, freaking whatever, nobody sees them. But then like I make a stupid video that's like funny or whatever, where I'm just like making a joke and then it like does well and I'm just like, what am I, a comedian now?
I know, that's exactly how I feel. Like, that's not authentic to me. I like sharing information and like I do. I love pretty things and I like setting up a pretty video and like, you know, sharing information that way.
No, you're fine. My husband just sent me a picture of him crying because he's watching Bluey and it made him sad. I'm sure he's gonna cut that out. Anyway, where was I going with this? Oh right, I don't enjoy, like, I know that's not, it's not true. I do enjoy making funny videos, like, because I like humor. And I think that humor is nice and fun, but that is, having to always make funny videos to me feels like it's straying so far away from like what I like actually give a shit about.
No, I completely agree. It's just, you know, that's how like apparently we have to stay relevant nowadays instead of like doing what we love, which is sharing and giving information.
And it just makes me a little sad and frustrated. And I don't want
to,
like,
because I don't want to be inauthentic. I want to stay authentic. I can be funny sometimes, but like, just I don't want my whole platform to be funny videos in order to be relevant. And I don't know. It just, it kind of sucks.
Yeah. It does. And I do think that both of us having that sort of internal recognition to be able to unplug and like just focus on things that actually matters to us is important.
And continuing to be authentic.
Because I do think that it is a trap that a lot of people fall down, that they're just chasing the likes. They're chasing them. that for me at least, I've just stopped looking at likes.
I turned mine off.
I just don't look at them anymore. I don't think I turn mine off. I literally just don't look at it anymore. Either people vibe with my shit or they don't. Like, and I'm just done trying to, I don't know, I guess pander to that.
Yeah.
And just do what I want to do and the reason I started all of this in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely agree. Like, I don't know. It's just been really hard. And hopefully one day there'll be a platform for us to be seen again.
I doubt it.
We're being authentic. I mean, we try to get people on what was it? Vero? It
did not work out.
No.
It did not work out. Which is fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
But
goodness,
we are doing our best, guys, and we're still trying to remain authentic
I'm
for
not
you
doing
and
my
share
best.
Information.
I'm actually doing my worst. I'm actually, this is pure evil. This is Evil Robin. And evil I'm actually Robin. Going out of my way to do my worst. very educated, absolutely unbearable, 1 out of 5 stars. my favorite. It's so funny.
So good.
It's so funny to me. Like, it's so funny to me.
I wish that we knew someone who had, like, the Mr. Movie Phone voice and, like, doing that at, like, the end. This podcast gets 1 star.
That would be so funny. I wonder if there's, like, a bot for it. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to look that up. Ooh, speaking of looking things up, since we're just kind of, like, doing a check-in episode. Mm-hmm. There have been a few requests from people about having transcripts made of the podcast, and I have been working on it, and I'm hoping to have transcripts, like, of the backlogged episodes, because I'm going to do those before I start doing new ones at all. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to have that done in completion by, like, the end of July. That's Ooh. My goal. I found a service for it. It's a bit tricky and there's a lot of like manual stuff that has to happen.
Goodness gracious.
But I did find it and I am working on it. And so if you are somebody or you know somebody who had requested transcripts for hard of hearing, I am actively working on it. I like did a request on Twitter about it and asked for like help. And then I got a bunch of freaking like those bot commenters. It's like for $2 a minute of listening time, I will transcribe your podcast. And I was like, what do I look like? Do I look like Daddy Warbucks? Like, oh, yeah, here's $2,000.
Oh,
I mean, I know it's a valid job.
Control.
I know it's a valid job, but it's like. Those weren't real people. They were bots. Do you know what I'm
saying?
Scammers.
Yeah. Yeah. We know about those all too well.
Truly. It was just one of those things where I was like, oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Or like I posted something about buying a commission piece for a profile picture. Mm-hmm. And I got like literally 9 comments that were bot comments that were like, you know, I'd love to do a piece for you. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Can Stop. I live? Can I live?
Oh, my God.
So good afternoon, fellow lightworkers.
Oh, my God.
I did explain that joke to somebody the other day. The fellow lightworker joke.
Has that moment passed? No one uses it anymore.
Nobody uses it anymore, but I do. Apparently, I'm the only one who still uses it.
Now Robin's gonna start using it unironically.
Like I use it. I use it as like a like I just did now, where it was like relevant to the conversation, and I said it as like a passing thing, and they were like, "What is that?" I was like, "What do you mean? What is that?" They're like, "Why are you saying that?" I was like, "Well." It was only a year ago, guys. Like, it wasn't that long ago.
It
please.
Wasn't that long ago, but look at how much has changed within a year. It's crazy.
I know. The scammer thing is out of control, too.
Out of control. I've gotten, like, 20 emails from people talking about scammers. I was like, there's nothing I can do, guys.
I still get... like 20 messages a day about scammers, and I'm like, I don't know what else I can do for these people. I've just stopped responding to them, and I know that's maybe mean, but simultaneously I've done everything I can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've made post after post after post. I've got a highlight reel. It says that Tired Witch is my only account in my bio. When you go through to freaking go to any of my other links, it says it a big, bold paragraph. If you've made it this far, this is my only account. I will never do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I just don't know what else I can do at this point. And I don't know.
It's crazy.
My big thing is I pay for an entire fucking website.
Yeah.
I pay for a website. Like, why would I then be like, I know I pay a monthly for this website, but I think I'm going to DM people.
Ugh. But have you been up to anything else?
Not really. I mean, we've got, you know, our life transitioning. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a bit of something. I actually did a poll with the Discord. Not a poll. That's misrepresentation. I asked for advice, and then I got advice in our Discord about if I should bring my cauldron or not. In my immediate belongings with our move stuff going on. They said I should. Yeah, I'm just worried about like the weight of it.
Yeah.
But we get like crazy like suitcase weight, so I don't know. I don't know. My husband says I can do whatever I want, but I also feel like he's just desensitized to all my crazy requests at this point. That
sure. You know, whatever.
Yeah, just whatever.
It's fine.
He just doesn't fight with me about anything that I want. And he's just like, why not? Here you go. Oh,
perfect marriage.
Yeah. Yes. I will never, ever leave him because I know that I will never strike gold twice like this. I can do whatever I want. And he's like, as long as you're happy, babe.
Gold. Gold star to Frank.
Yeah. A+ editor, A+ husband. We love him a lot.
Yes, we do.
Wow. We love him a lot. Oh my gosh. Well, do you have anything else that's going on with you that you want to talk about?
I guess like I've been digging more into working with like local plants, like learning the lore, medical uses, and like where to find them.
She's obsessed, guys.
I'm obsessed.
This is her new black and gold deck.
Maybe adding too many books to my collection. Like I have like two more coming in, but like.
Are they all on local plants or just plants in general?
On local plants, actually. I've been finding a bunch of them. Like, I'm just looking for like southeastern stuff. But I've been learning so much.
That your plant stuff has inspired me to look up plants that are local to our area when we move. So that way I can plant local plants.
You're gonna be like in the best area.
Well, I am only doing the best things ever at all times, so that makes sense. You've inspired me, so I've been like doing research on like local flora and fauna.
It's fun, and it's like I don't know, just like adding those type of ingredients to spell work is like I don't know, it just makes it that much more special in my personal opinion.
Makes it local.
It does.
Homegrown, like, if you will.
Yeah, you get your hands in the dirt and you're like, oh, I pulled that ingredient myself. I didn't have to go to the apothecary. And then, like, I feel like, especially when I
have you been drying them too?
Huh?
Have you been drying them too?
Yes.
Dang. Yes,
I know. Look at me. But, and then I always feel good about pulling, like, invasive plants that, like, are non-native and being like, ha-ha, I'm going to use this as spell work and it'll stop hurting, you know, the local environment.
She's an environmentalist, guys. We love to see it.
I'm really, like, mimosa plants, I don't know if you've heard about them.
I've heard of a mimosa. They are delicious.
They are delicious.
I am not familiar with the plant, however.
Well, the plant is very pretty. Like, it has, like, a bunch of, like, little leaves and, like, these pink, like, poofs come out, like, I think in the next couple of months.
I'm going to Google it.
But they're very pretty, but they're also very invasive and not native.
Oh, it's also called the shame plant.
I didn't know it's called the shame plant.
It's literally also called the shame plant. I know it's called
the silk tree. Because there's that too.
Shame.
Which is funny because you can use the flowers for like love spells and things like that. So
really,
yeah. So I'm gonna get a bunch.
Huh. This girl is a plant lore queen, guys.
I'm getting there. I will learn everything. Very topical. Hand me a book. I realize now, like, when I go to bookstores, I just bypass the witchy section now, head straight to the nature one.
That's so funny.
And just sit on the floor and look at the books. But honestly, like, right where I am right now in my practice, those books have been way more helpful in my practice. So, I've been loving it. It's like a whole, like, new thing to research until I can't research it anymore.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. Very jumped excited. From black to gold decks to learning everything about plants.
She's got a problem, everyone. It's very, very sad. We're worried about her. For just 5 cents a day, you too can donate to a Maria in your area.
Yes. Donate so she can take a class. Yes.
Yeah, a class on addiction.
To further the addiction by putting me in a herbal class? That would be great.
So, Maria, what's stirring? What is stirring? Damn it. What's stirring it?
Bitch, what's stirring it?
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what's stirring it.
So I had no idea what segment we were on. I was just like, we're stirring something.
Something's being stirred. That's all we know. But so lately, I've been really into witchy books that use writing to inspire rather than coming across as like an owner's manual. Like, there's nothing wrong with books that put out information for the sake of information, of course. Like, they're definitely important, like more so important. But I also love reading about like other witches' like experiences and how they practice and their personal experiences and like how they involve magic in their daily lives, or even like reading about history in a way that isn't dry as hell, like with a lot of books seem to do. You know, there aren't that many out there, unfortunately. I wish that we had more books like that. And like on the last podcast, I recommended, you know, A Spell in the Wild by Alice Tarbuck, and I'm definitely like on search for more like it. I have found a few that I haven't read yet, so I can't recommend until I've read them, of course. But, you know, after reading so many informational books, I just want to be inspired now and to experience how other people practice, because, you know, I'm reading my herbal books, I'm doing all of this stuff, and I don't know. It's just something so magical about reading, like putting your feet in someone else's shoes for a little bit and reading how they involve magic in their daily lives. But yeah, I think we need more like witchy biographies or like a year in the life books. Like, I need them. I need someone to put more out who's really good at writing. Please.
Could not be me. I'm illiterate.
You're literally an author. Literally.
I don't know how to read. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, no.
So, Robin, what is not stirring your cauldron this week?
Thank you so much for asking.
You're so welcome.
This has actually been going on for me for a while. I am sick and tired of watching people in our community take tragic events, other people's pain, sorrow, grief, whatever that may be. You know, we've seen it with mass shootings. We've seen it with homicides. We've seen it with, you know, people losing their homes, etc. And then using it to sell books. Or sell tarot readings or fucking whatever. Stop taking other people's personal tragedies, like serious, serious issues, serious political issues, serious anything. stop taking these serious, egregious issues and then being like, you know what this is a good time for? We should sell my book with this, or we should sell my tarot reading with this, or we should fucking all pay money for a collective healing for this, or whatever. It's disgusting.
Oh, the like, collective healing thing.
Well, I mean, the people who do the fucking astrology readings based off of stuff, like, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is gross. You are profiting off of disgusting, egregious situations, and it's not okay.
Mm-mm.
Like, it is not okay. I don't know. I know that we've been talking about this sort of stuff on and off, at least privately for a while.
Mm-hmm.
A huge reason why we did not record the other week.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people can't fucking read the room. It's so gross to me. Like, it's actually so gross to me. And if you want to do things to help situations, instead of using it for clout or profit or whatever, you should be sharing information about how to contact your congressmen, your governors, freaking local
fundraisers,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I don't know. It's very gross. I'm not going to get all like soapboxy and like tell people what to do on here. Do know that I know Maria and I both have been sharing things about information on social media privately, but people,
it's a witch's responsibility to be, you know, to like help others, not like real, you know, like, yes, we can help ourselves, but like not to that point where we're putting other people's,
I think,
people's tragedies and like using it for our benefit, using that energy to our benefit. Like,
it's disgusting. No. Even non-magically, even just like on a personal level, it's absolutely deplorable and disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you see someone doing that, I don't give a shit who they are. If they are a, you know, nobody you've ever heard of before in your life trying to sell a reading, or a super huge name trying to sell, I don't know, a class, a book, a reading, fucking whatever. Like, those are red flags, and you should seriously like evaluate that and how that makes you feel, because it makes me feel very disgusted and gross. Yeah, yucky. I don't like it. It's very sticky.
It's very gross.
If you've just joined us this week, every single week we talk about creators that we are loving right now. This could be, I don't know, artists, bloggers, YouTubes, Instagrams, authors, you name it. These are people that we are finding on our own, organically. These are not sponsored ads. We just think you guys will vibe with them. So that being said, Maria, who are you digging this week?
Okay, so... Well, I will not say the Instagram name. We will put it down in the little thingy.
Description.
Yeah. But
it's not a bad word. It's not a bad word. We just don't want to pronounce it wrong.
Yeah, we do. I do not know how to pronounce it. But the deck itself is called a tarot volatile deck. And it's just so pretty. And it's, I'm trying to describe the image. It's like, it looks like a classic. Like classical art, like that you would see over in Europe, but with a modern twist. And like they have in the main deck, because I have the expansion too, like they have different cards that play up against each other. Like there's 2 8 of wands, and one of the 8 of wands has like an eye in the sky and the wands pointing downwards, and the other 8 of wands has a woman's head and the wands are coming out of her head into the sky. And it's just like cards like that, and like there's like different devil cards and things like that, especially if you get the expansion. There's like 4 different types of devil cards. But it is a big deck. Like, I cannot shuffle the entire thing. Not even doing like the forward shuffle. So what I've been doing is cutting the deck into 3s and just kind of putting my hand over them and seeing which deck I need to pull for a specific prompt, and I'll shuffle that way. but it's such a beautiful deck, and I highly recommend like looking it up. And it is definitely not a black and gold deck. So
it isn't. I looked it up. I wanted it, and it's not black and gold. So Maria is really just like breaking the cycle, guys.
Honestly, I feel like this is my soulmate deck. Like, it's just so pretty.
Soulmate deck. You guys gonna kiss?
Yeah.
Tell me the truth.
Kiss and make cute little tarot babies.
Oh my goodness.
So who you been loving?
So there is a soap maker that my friend, well, you guys know Temp. She was on here before. She turned me on to them, and I bought some of their stuff recently, and I'm super digging it. It's Witchy Baby Soaps. Mm-hmm. I love it. They, like, all their stuff is witchy themed. Witch baby soaps, not witchy baby soaps, sorry. All their stuff is witchy themed, but then they have like soaps with crystals in it. They have like bath bombs. And if you know anything about me, you know that I am a slut for a good bath bomb.
Yes, sorry about it.
I love them. I love them so much. I know they're bad for your like coochie if you overdo it, but my coochie is fine. So anyway. And they got like body butters and all that. It's fine. But I really, really love their stuff. It all is just so good. And I love that each one has got like magical like properties and thoughts put behind them.
Aww, like I love
they
that.
Have a, I think it's a bath bomb that's a gossip stopper. Ooh. And they've like thought about the things that they put in it to like, you know, further that intention, etc. Mm-hmm. They have like elemental stuff. They've got it just everything. It's so good.
They're super pretty.
Yes. I'm super in love with it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So yeah, huge I fan. Want 10 some. Out of 10. Well, you should go get some.
I know I should. Okay.
You've convinced me. Thank you all so much for listening today. We hope that we will see you again on Friday, June 10th for the 10th episode of season 3. And you can keep an eye out on our Instagrams or our Twitter or even our website for more information. You can find all of those at coffeeandcauldrons.com. And if you love the podcast, we now have merch.
Yeah,
if
we
you
do.
Go to any of our social medias and you go to our coffeeandcauldrons.com/links, you can find our links. And in those links, there is our merch.
Or you can join us on our Discord tier, which is First Coven on Patreon, so we can answer your questions in our part 2 next time. And if you're loving Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts and also on Spotify. We definitely appreciate it, and we love reading your guys' reviews, and we appreciate anyone who takes the time to leave them.
Yes, thank you all so much who have done it, and thank you to those who will do it. You'll even get to hear our lovely voices for an additional 30-minute episode for being on the Patreon casting tier and up. It's just $5 a month. Join us there.
Yeah, join us. Join us. Make it creepy. Make it a cult. Anyways.
Join us. One of us. One of us.
So, again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons.
With Robin from At a Tired Witch on Instagram.
And I'm Maria from At Maria the Arcane on Instagram.
Are you ready?
Yes. Okay. One, two, three.
Bye, witches! That was perfect.
Yeah, it was.
I think that was perfect.
10 out of 10.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too.
It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save